good haircut. All right, let's turn in our Bibles to Psalm 119. And today we're going to look at verse 48. We'll go ahead and read verse 47. "And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes." I think it's significant to note how many times throughout Psalm 119 you find the sweet psalmist of Israel expressing how much he loves God's Word. I believe that this is essential to being a successful Christian. If you don't love God's Word, if you're not devoted to it, if you don't believe it, embrace it, meditate upon it, obey it, and apply it, your life is going to be a mess. And here he says, "I love thy commandments. I love thy truth and thy statutes." So much so that he said, it is the very thing that brings me the greatest delight, the most satisfaction, that which makes me happy, that which I look forward to reading, believing, and applying. Oh, that God would stir us to have that kind of attitude, not just on the Lord's Day, but every day, devoted to the truth of the living God. He says, "My hands will I lift up unto thy testimony." His hands speak of performance of duty concerning the commandments. It's not enough for you just to read the Bible. That's what Pharisees did. Jesus said, observe what they teach, because a lot of what they taught was truth, because they were quoting the law and the prophets. But he said, don't follow them, because they say and do not. That is the biggest problem in modern day quote-unquote Christianity. People say that they're saved with their mouth, but their life demonstrates something else entirely. And it discredits the truth. Even though the truth remains the same, false professors and hypocrites stain the name of Christ. Let's endeavor not to be like that. Let's lift up our hands to the commandments. Let's say, Lord, I receive your truth. I believe it. Now I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to act upon it. I'm going to treat other people as you have commanded me in the Word. I'm going to take the gospel to every creature. Lift up our hands to God's commandments. I wonder, how ready and willing are we to lift up our hands and say, Lord, here am I. Lord, make me usable. Whatever pruning, purging, cleansing, convicting that needs to be done, Lord, I lift up my hands in transparency, in honesty before you, and ask you to cleanse me. And make me usable. Charles Bridges said this, "But how humbling is this comparison with ourselves? Alas, how often from the neglect of this influence of the Spirit of God do our hands hang down instead of being lifted up in these holy ways? We are too often content with a scanty measure of love without any sensible hungering and thirsting after righteousness, neither able to pray with life and power, nor to hear with comfort and profit, nor to do good and communicate with cheerfulness, nor to meditate with spiritual delight, nor to live for God with zeal and interest, nor to anticipate the endurance of the cross with unflinching resolution, the soul being equally disabled for heavenly communion and active devotedness. Professor, awake, or beg of the Lord to awaken you. For if your cold, sleeping heart is contented with the prospect of a heaven hereafter without seeking for a present foretaste of its joy, it may be very questionable matter whether heaven will ever be yours. Lift up your hands to His commandments. And they are commandments, they're not suggestions. Your love for God is demonstrated by your obedience. If you love me, keep my commandments. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I have commanded you. If you have been born of God according to 1 John chapter 5, His commandments are not grievous. They're not burdensome. In fact, the one that we follow said, "Learn of me, I'm meek and lowly in heart." And he said, "My burden is light." If there's ever a day that we need to be resolved to obey the truth of the Word of God, it's today. And He gives you the way in which it can happen. "My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes." How many times have I told you, begged you, pleaded with you to get in the Word of God so that it begins to get into you, that you're not merely reading it, but that it becomes part of you, and that you is so much so that you meditate upon it, you think about it, you dwell on it, you think deeply upon God's truth. David reinforced once again the duty and the delight of holy meditation, deep thoughts about God, His Word, His commandments, His principles. May God give us grace to not just read the Word, but also to behold the glories contained therein by thoughtful contemplation. What do you think about? What are you taking in? And what is it that you think about throughout the day? Why is the Bible not meditated upon? The answer is pretty simple: because we don't love it enough. We don't go to it as a hungry man to his food, or the miser to his treasure. May God help us to see the immeasurable value of studying and meditating upon His Word. It's interesting, the two places in the Bible where it talks about prospering and success are both directly linked to meditation. Turn over to Joshua chapter 1. in verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Where is your mind at? You want to have spiritual success? You want to have success in your family, in your home, where you work? You've got to be deeply rooted in the truth of God's Word. The other place is Psalm chapter 1. You all have that memorized, I'm sure. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. One of my favorites. It was Louise Pemberton's favorite. Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Paul told Timothy to meditate upon these things. Where's your thought life today? If you're going to lift up your hands to his commandments, you got to know what they are. You need to think deeply upon them. They need to saturate your thought life and the way you live. We're dismissed.